Well, the GBP, the green and gold, your Packers crushing the Bears 38-17 on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers, 4 touchdowns. Randy Cobb, Jordy Nelson, both catching 2 of them, going over 100 yards. As we bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, Aaron Rodgers goes on his radio show last week, spells out the word relax to Packers fan, reiterates it throughout the week. I don't want this to become a thing. I don't want us to be saying relax all season. I don't want there to be green and gold shirts that say R-E-L-A-X on them. But whatever it was, it seems to have worked because the Packers came out looking better, Brian, than they have all season.
As long as Aaron Rodgers keeps playing like that and the Packers keep winning, he's not going to have to remind fans to relax. They're just going to be relaxed. It's amazing what one game can be a difference. Just imagine had the Packers lost and fell to 1-3 on the season. It would almost be must-win territory facing the Minnesota Vikings. Because if they drop to 1-4, wow, might be eliminated from the playoffs. That maybe not mathematically, but might feel that way. Now the Packers get a division win against the Bears, go on the road. Everything's feeling hunky-dory in the state of Wisconsin. The offense getting on track, and things are looking well.
I thought the whole spelling out of the word, I just thought it was I didn't like the approach, but what happened was he put it kind of on his shoulders, and he said, we're going to be fine, and he went out there on Sunday and proved it. They played better this game, obviously, than any other game they've played this season. Are they back? Is this the Packers we're going to see going forward, or were the Bears especially bad yesterday? How was he able to do what we thought he could do but hasn't done all season? How are they able to do that yesterday?
Yeah, they had a good game plan for one. I mean, they got back to their bread and butter, which is passing the football. And I mean, certainly you'd like to see the Packers run the football better. They haven't yet gotten that on track all year long. But, I mean, as long as Aaron Rodgers is there, you know, use him. Use him to your advantage. They weren't going to stay the 28th ranked overall offensive football team in the NFL for long. It was only a matter of time before the offense got on track, and they did yesterday. I mean, Rodgers looked great in his 2 top receivers, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, you said it before. They looked good as well, both catching 2 touchdown passes. They have some things to figure out, but I think as long as they rely on Rodgers in the passing game, and you're not going to try to establish the run and just sit there in futility and try to do it, I think if they, you know, get that passing game going, you're going to see a lot more high-scoring games out of the Packers offense like you saw Sunday.
Mornings with Bart here on K107.1. We're talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com as the Packers knocking off the Bears 38-17. It was the third straight year the Packers had started 1-2, and they keep rebounding and getting the victory in Game 4. Is this 1-2 start? Is there anything they can do to correct that? There's some people talking this week, and I might agree that maybe you play these guys a little more in the preseason. Maybe you don't let them take the first 3 weeks to warm up because it just didn't seem like they were in sync. Yesterday, they're finally on all cylinders. I'd like to see that, though, week 1, week 2, instead of waiting until the last week of the month.
Yeah, you know, I just don't agree with that preseason thing because you look at the performance of the offense in the preseason when the first string was in there, when the starters were in there, I'm talking offense only here, but they looked unstoppable running the no huddle during the preseason. Yeah. Like they didn't even need the time. I don't know. I guess it's just a case of bad luck. It's just that's the way the NFL is. Sometimes it's beyond comprehension. You can't figure out how things are going to go from 1 week to the next a lot of the time, but the Packers figured things out yesterday, at least on the offensive side of the football, and especially the passing game. And I think it's going to carry over. Is it going to carry over every game for the next, 12 games on the season? I'm sure they'll stumble along the way again somewhere. But for the most part, I think you can expect Aaron Rodgers to be his old self.
That's a good point. They did look sharp throughout August. We give a lot of praise, and I think a lot of the attention is going to be on the offense, as we've mentioned, for the win against the Bears. The defense, they only gave up 17 points. They allowed, I think, more than 500 yards. It just seemed like the Bears could get 12, 13 yards whenever they wanted to. But they created some turnovers. They had some big stops. Obviously, the big stop at the goal line right before halftime kind of turned the tide in this one. Is the defense any better than it was a year ago? I mean, we gave up a ton of yards, but then again, I mean, 17 points is 17 points.
Yeah, I do think they're better than a year ago. Are they leaps and bounds better? I'm dubious about that. For whatever reason, Jay Cutler has such a hard problem when he plays the Packers, and the Packers did well to force a few turnovers there. Tremont Williams broke on that ball real nicely and bounced it around, and Clay Matthews grabbed the interception. Sam Shields grabbed an interception as well. That kind of looked like a little bit of a little miscommunication between Cutler and Brandon Marshall. The Packers gave up a lot of yards, especially early in the first half to the Bears, but they kind of buckled down a little bit. As you said, the big stop right before halftime, and that momentum kind of carried over then to the second half, giving up a lot of yards yet and some things to fine-tune on the defensive side of the football. But they're looking better there than they were a year ago.
The Packers have a short week, as short as you can get. On Thursday, they play the Vikings. It's a home game, 7:25 the kickoff. That means 5 o'clock the coverage here on K107.1. We'll have the Packers for you this week and all season long here on K107.1. We're going to be monitoring Teddy Bridgewater and his ankle quite a bit this week. He started for the Vikings, the rookie, performed very well. He's the kind of quarterback, I think, that the Packers get fits from. He can run and he can throw, and it seems like we can only handle one at a time. You don't want to root for a guy to be hurt, but wouldn't you rather see Christian Ponder out there Thursday?
I guess so. As from what we've seen from Christian Ponder in the past, he certainly would be the better quarterback to face if you're the Packers defense. They got to feel good about coming back home after two straight games on the road against two straight division opponents. The Packers can really feel good about themselves if they get a win this upcoming Thursday to kind of get a mini bye week with a game being on a Thursday then. So they'll be certainly focused on this game to come away with a win.
We'll see what happens. Again, the Packers beating the Bears on Sunday, improving to 2-2. The NFC North, though, Bears, Vikings, Packers, all 2-2, Lions 3-1. So a big game again on Thursday. We'll have the coverage for you on K107.1, all starting at 5. And we'll talk to Brian Caravu again Thursday morning to preview the Packers and Vikings. We will talk to you then, Brian. You have a great week, and we'll be in touch.
You too. Sounds good.
That is Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com. Again, Packers, Vikings this Thursday on K107.1.